For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. As the world continues to battle COVID-19, some are concerned that suicide rates are on the rise. But Dr. Bart Andrews of the Missouri Suicide Prevention Network says suicide is an incredibly complicated topic. He warns that although current data shows there haven't been any spikes in Missouri yet, he says that may change as time goes on. He spoke with KBIA's Trevor Hook about what he thinks should be done to prevent a rise in suicides and what you can do if you're worried about someone you know.
When things start returning to normal, it's not going to be the same return for everybody, right? And I think that's where you're really going to see things get and the emotional impact to get more intense. As this crisis eases, some of us are going to go back to life close to normal. There's going to be a whole other group of folks that have either lost loved ones to COVID or lost their jobs and are in deep financial trouble and their jobs don't come back immediately. That group is going to be experiencing much higher levels of stress and much higher levels of despair. And that's a group we're really going to have to watch out for. I also think the healthcare folks need specific attention. They need attention specifically on the stress with their jobs and the impact of their changing environment and their day-to-day risk. So I think there's some support and guidance there.
Why are you particularly worried about that group?
We know that social isolation, job loss, inability to find work, and that ongoing stress of all those things are definitely increased the risk for suicide, right? Your sense of despair, your sense of hopelessness, bills are mounting up, particularly when this is happening as other people's lives are returning to normal. So we know that human beings don't evaluate themselves just based on their own situation. They really evaluate themselves based on themselves relative to the people around them. And that's why I'm really concerned about this transition point, because it's going to return to more normal for a bunch of folks. But there's a group of folks where it's not going to return to normal right away. And it's going to look really bad and it's going to be really painful, while everybody else is kind of like, ooh, this crisis is over and everything's better, right? That transition is for me a big red flag. We need to be looking at programs to support that transition so that people have food, that their rent's covered, that they have money, right? Those are suicide preventive activities. In fact, there's some research that shows that robust minimum wage increases reduce the suicide rate. Good insurance coverage reduces the suicide rate. Making sure people's needs are met reduces the suicide rate.
So you think that there may be an uptick in suicides, particularly during this transition period back to normal? What can your average Joe or Jane do to try to cut those numbers and try to keep an eye out for family members, friends, loved ones, others who they may fear may have those kinds of urges or thoughts?
I don't think we're going to see a short-term impact. I think we're going to see a delayed long-term impact. And I think what people can do about this: be aware of the people in your life. Are they looking worse off? Have you seen marked changes in their behavior? Are they making comments that sound like the future isn't important to them anymore? Or they just seem really down? Ask the suicide question. I want to be really clear. I have asked the question probably thousands of times in my lifetime. It's still a hard question to ask. Not going to sugarcoat it. It's a hard thing to ask the people that you care about in your life. It's scary, but it's an incredibly brave and helpful thing to do. Don't be afraid to ask people and ask them clearly and directly, are you thinking about suicide?
That was KBIA's Trevor Hook talking with Dr. Bart Andrews of the Missouri Suicide Prevention Network. For KBIA, I'm Ryan Familiner. Thanks for listening.